Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. This is Trish Cornett from Cal State Fullerton. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance this afternoon. All right, so I'll be providing some comments during your performance that will hopefully be helpful to you as you move forward. And looks like we're going to get ready to start with Fancy Pants.
You can go ahead.
Okay, good. Off to a nice start. Nice balance within the rhythm section. One thing I'd say about the trumpets at the beginning, when you're using those harmon mutes, you probably have to exaggerate the shortness of those marcados just a little bit more. But, you know, that's pretty picky. We're off to a great start here. I like the trombone scoops in bar six. That was all really good. Nice blend and balance here. Dwee, dwee, dot. Nice and fat on that quarter note. And then long, short. Dee, dot. Dee, dot. I'm talking about the saxophone part in bar 26, 27, 28. You're doing it. You're doing the style. I'm just asking you to exaggerate it a little bit more. Oh, we kind of lost our groove there for a second. But we got it back. That's good. The other thing I would say is, just kind of for the winds in general, anyone that is not in the rhythm section, I think we can just use a little bit more air. It's just a little bit timid. It's almost like you're playing, you're used to maybe playing in your band room or something, and you've got to think about getting the sound not just through your instrument, but through your instrument all the way out to the back of the hall. Yes, even there on those backgrounds, make sure that we're really filling up the instruments with air. You know, I'm glad to see all these improvised solos. That's quite great. Yeah, so on those backgrounds, you just want to make sure you're a little bit more convincing would be the word I would use. Just a little bit more convincing. It just sounds a little timid. Yeah, you're making really nice sounds on your instrument. You're playing very accurately. That's great. All I'm asking is for you to just kind of get the air all the way through the instrument, all the way out to the back of the hall. Your sense of style is really quite good. Nice ending here. Yeah, and like I said, good sense of style, pretty good intonation throughout, good sense of balance. That's really all very, very good. Good. Nice bass playing right here at the beginning. Good. Nice opening here. Bop, 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 bop. See if you can just have a little bit more energy and a little bit more more intensity to those marcato eighth notes there. Again, you're doing it. I just want you to do it more. I want you to exaggerate the style. Same thing as we talked about in the last piece. Beat-a-da-da-bop-bop. Like, really true forte there. Yeah, I'd like to maybe see you just exaggerating your dynamics a little bit more, because you're going from a full ensemble forte in bar 32 to a mezzo forte in 33, and I really didn't hear much of a difference there. I mean, dynamics, the thing about dynamics is that they're all about contrast. Now, it's not like there's a specific decibel level that this is forte and this decibel level is mezzo piano. It's just about contrast. So whatever decibel level you're going to play forte, you've got to do less than that for mezzo forte, and so on and so forth. Good articulation here. That's good. And that was a nice forzando crescendo there. I just want to hear you fill up the sound even more towards the end. Now, I'm not encouraging you to play with a bad sound. Don't ever play louder than you can play with a really beautiful sound. I'm just saying, I think you have the capacity to play even louder, still with a good sound. Nice solo here. I think that everybody's doing a nice job listening to the rhythm section, and the rhythm section's doing a nice job listening to each other. But, you know, I'll say this one more time. You're not doing anything wrong. I just wish that everything about how you sound was just a little bit more confident. It just sounds a little timid. And I know it can be weird when you're playing in a new place. But you just gotta trust that. Trust that it's okay to get the sound out to the back of this hall. Really sell it. Nice solo here too. Again, I love that there are so many of you playing improvised solos. That's fantastic. I will say, you know, the backgrounds, there is part of me that still wants to hear them a little bit more. With a little bit more confidence, but I do think you're doing a nice job with balance. You're not overbalancing the soloist at any point, which is great. Nice solo. Good job. Yeah, I'd love to hear the sound just open up a little bit more here at this shout chorus. Yeah, there's a lot of what you're doing that's really quite good. All right, nice job. Yeah, there's a lot of things you guys are doing really, really, really well. You know, in many ways, you play with such a mature sense of style, such a mature sense of balance, good intonation. You know, I can tell you're really listening to each other. You're listening to the rhythm section. That's all working really, really well. I mean, the only, like, big overarching thing I would say is to see if you can just kind of open up the sound a little bit and just play like you're playing to the back of the auditorium and not like you're playing to your music stand. That's really my only comment. I mean, everything else is just small details, a few moments of articulation things that we could continue to tweak, a couple of moments of dynamics that we could continue to tweak and just exaggerate more. But really, it's just getting that great style that you play with, just getting that out to the back of the room. That's really my biggest comment. You're doing so well. Congratulations. I mean, you don't sound like a middle school or junior high jazz ensemble. You play with a much more mature style than that. So good for you. Congratulations, and it's wonderful having you here today, and I hope hopefully some of these comments will be helpful to you in helping you kind of get to the next level. So thanks again for being here, and it's wonderful to hear you, and I hope you guys have a great time at Disneyland.